Rauner axed the bill last Friday, though his own Department of Public Health supported it. While he called smoking, quote, detrimental in his veto message, Rauner says Illinois couldn't take the risk of losing tobacco sales tax revenue to neighboring states. But Joel Afric of the Respiratory Health Association says smoking-related health care costs are a lot higher.
How do you balance kids and health against tobacco industry propaganda about Illinois border towns losing sales?
Advocates also point to overwhelming public support for a higher tobacco age. The bill's sponsors say they'll try to overturn Rauner's decision during veto session later this fall. I'm Sam Donclaw.